Bedtime Stories is recorded and produced in the Coastside Buzz Studios by Michelle Dragony.
The Star and the Ocean is an original story written and illustrated by local preschool teacher and artist Tyler Nelson. Enjoy the illustration she drew at the request of her Holy Family preschool students.
When the sky was born and there was only night, there were many stars. A golden star that hung in the sky saw the ocean. The ocean was more beautiful than anything the star had ever seen, and the golden star fell in love with the ocean. The world and the star got older and older. The star saw the ocean's waves roar with wind and rain. Some nights the ocean was peaceful, and the star could see its golden reflection. For a very long time, the star watched the ocean, and it felt deeply in love. One day, the star went to the moon and said, "I have to be with the ocean. We can't live apart." The moon laughed at the star and said, "A star can't love the ocean because they would have nowhere to live." The golden star returned to its spot in the sky. Every day after, the star was more and more unhappy, and its light got weaker and weaker until it almost went out. The golden star missed the ocean with all of its heart. The moon watched the golden star sadly. It didn't want it to be so unhappy. Watching the star's light almost go out, it had to help. The moon snuck up behind the star and cut its string to the sky. The golden star fell through the sky towards the ocean, so happy to be free. Faster and faster the star fell to the dark water below, until, with a smile and a happy sigh, the golden star sank into the water and disappeared. Watching from the sky, the moon began to worry. It couldn't see the star. The moon was patient and watched the sparkling water until at last there was a spark. The golden star rose in all its glory as the sun. In the light of the first sunrise, small pools by the ocean shore were covered with colorful star-shaped fish. The ocean, touching the face of the sun as it slowly rose, said, "These are our children of star and sea, and they will always have a place to live."
The end.